This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Kaiser Permanente employees will go on strike if a deal can't be reached by October 4th. CPR's Matt Bloom says doctors won't walk out, but patients could still be affected.
SEIU represents a really large variety of workers in addition to many nurses. Its membership includes patient schedulers, billing staff, pharmacy techs, couriers, transportation staff, the list goes on. So maybe that prescription you need would take longer to fill. It could become even harder to get a specialist appointment set up, which is already taking months for some folks.
CPR's Matt Bloom. Kaiser serves about 500,000 patients in Colorado. The union is seeking a 7% raise. A Glenwood Springs neighborhood was evacuated due to a brush fire Saturday. The local sheriff's office says the fire threatened nearby homes in the Shadow Mountain Division, but ended up moving away from any structures. The evacuation order was lifted shortly after. No injuries were reported. The Denver Broncos will try to get their first win of the season today. They're in Miami for an early 11 a.m. kickoff against the Dolphins. And the coldest place in the continental United States Saturday was right here in Colorado. Berthoud Pass near Winter Park had a low temperature of 19 degrees, a far cry from the hottest spot in the U.S. yesterday. Vernon, Texas, reached 109. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.